Hello and welcome to the Print Pod, our daily podcast on the important news of the day. My name is Sagrika Kissu and I'm going to tell you about my report on how CPIM is trying to rebuild itself in West Bengal. Sporting a white crisp kurta and a red scarf, Srijan Bhattacharya rides an e-rickshaw through the bustling campaign trail in West Bengal's Sau 24 Parganas. He is confronted by an onlooker about his party's failed alliance with Indian Secular Front in the run-up to the Lok Sabha elections. Holding the mic close, the CPIM candidate from Jadavpur belts a line of a Bollywood song featuring Salman Khan. Chahe jo lekar aaye, dil mein ishq mohabbat, sabko gale lagana, apne culture ki hai aadat. Whosoever comes with love in their heart, we embrace them as that is our culture. Cheers and whistles follows from his supporters at Bangar, some 30 kilometers from Kolkata, where ISF's Naushad Siddiqui is the MLA. In Srijan's own words, CPIM is using easy language to reach out to the masses as part of its renewed strategy. CPIM, which held power in Bengal for 34 years, is struggling to come up for over a decade now. Using Bollywood dialogues, promoting youth leaders to using AI and social media for reaching out to the masses and shifting the party's political discourse from class to caste, the CPIM is making concerted efforts to rebuild itself in Bengal, as it suffered setbacks one after another, right from losing power in 2011 to drawing a blank in 2019 Lok Sabha and 2021 Assembly elections. Quoting Hindi cinema dialogues was forbidden earlier, as it was not seen as the left's culture. But now that is changing. We're trying to speak in an easy language to connect with the people. We have only changed the form, but the content is the same, says Bhattacharya. He is not the only young Turk fielded by the party. His comrades from Students' Federation of India, Pratikur Rahman and Dipsita Dhar, are contesting from Diamond Harbour and Serampore respectively. At the CPIM office in Murshidabad, the floor is littered with cigarette butts and half-smoked BDs as the party members discuss the election strategy. A roadshow, Jansabhas in the chalked out villages and door-to-door campaigns. CPIM State Secretary and Politburo member Mohammad Saleem is contesting from Murshidabad, where the Muslims, according to the 2011 census, comprise 66.27% of population. The party is hoping Saleem will win against sitting TMC MP Abur Tahir Khan, who is not keeping well. Quote, instead of making people understand what fascism is and how democracy is being attacked by the TMC and the BJP, we are telling people that Khan is unwell and won't be able to work for them. They need a fit leader. We know that people won't understand fascism and democracy, says a CPIM worker. In Kolkata, CPIM's Saira Shah Haleem asserts that the left front carries the baggage of being pro-poor and not with the urban constituents. Quote, we want to dispel this notion and tell people that the left is very pro-development, pro-youth, pro-jobs and pro-industry. We want jobs for our youth and don't want them to go to other states, says the party's South Kolkata candidate. In the 2022 Baliganj Assembly polls, Haleem came second behind Trinamool Congress Babu Supriyo and relegated the BJP to the third position. In Murshidabad, CPIM State Committee member Shatrubh Ghosh says that the party needs to rebuild the social influence, which will then be reflected in vote share. Ghosh recalls how the Red volunteers assembled during the COVID to help the people translated into votes in panchayat elections. But that is not enough, he says. The portraits of Lenin, Marx, Engels, Castro, Stalin and Ho Chi Minh jostle for space with that of local leaders Anil Biswas and Jyoti Basu on the walls of the party office. When asked why there is no Ambedkar or Bhagat Singh, another member concedes, "This is the problem with the left front. They're lacking Indianness. We left the ground for the BJP and the RSS to appropriate our Indian revolutionaries." Political analyst Suman Bhattacharya says that the left has been unable to cope up with the new political and economic realities. The left's slogans are no longer valid, and everyone knows that revolution will never happen. Identity politics has taken the world by storm. People know that the labor peasant class will never occupy the power position. Why should people vote for the left? But Ghosh feels that after being in power for 34 years, the left front took time to come out of its comfort zone and see itself as an opposition. Quote, "The habit of being in opposition was not there. The TMC ensured that the left cadres were removed, not only from the panchayats, but every village. And the left didn't realize that it is losing its social influence." This time, the CPIM member says the party is plunging into the polls with revitalized young cadres. The work of Red volunteers was appreciated across the spectrum, and that's when people realized that it was a left front which was available for them. When CPIM launched its AI anchor Samata in March, the sense of irony was not lost on many, including those in the left front. And it is not just AI. A social media team comprising graphic designers, content creators, work 24/7 to boost the party's online engagement with the people. The groundwork was laid back in 2019 when a digital CPIM campaign was launched seeking volunteers for a social media team. On the face of it, CPIM calls it ethical use of social media for a party that supported unions in protests against the introduction of computers in 1970s, adoption of technology was never an easy call. Haleem calls the move a blunder. Initially, there were talks that the computers might overtake the jobs, but they had a change of heart, and with knowledge comes assimilation, and the left course corrected that in due process. If you see, during Buddhadeb Bhattacharya ji's time as the CM, all the roads and flyovers and IT companies came in. But change for CPIM hasn't been easy. Quote, "They were still stuck with the idea that CPIM shouldn't depend on technology and should focus on individual outreach. We established our social media page in 2015, but we were not active because the party was still unsure," rues a member of the social media team. Currently, CPIM Digital has 30 volunteers who work at its main office and has several teams across 23 districts with another 1 lakh volunteers. These volunteers are ideologically inclined to the party and are only given travel allowance, the party maintains. Political analyst Rahul Mukherjee says that fielding fresh faces, playing popular jingles and posting witty lines won't amount to anything until the party changes its approach towards election. And now, with Naushad Ali led ISF contesting solo, the CPIM's gambit of splitting the Muslim votes is in disarray. But Mohammad Saleem refuses to go into that discussion. Quote, "Alliances change depending on the political realities of the day. The Congress made it clear that it is against the BJP and TMC. That's when seat adjustment took place. ISF decided not to be a part of this," he asserts. Thank you for tuning in. For more from The Print, become a subscriber at theprint.in/subscribed. I'm Sagrika Kissu in Kolkata. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.